February 9, 1974 Daily meditation, constant self-analysis, and love are the keys which opened the doors to truth. March 10, 1974 I and my brothers are here only to serve you, my friends. And it is a very great pleasure to be here. We offer conditioning to those of you who desire this. We serve you, and we seek. Serving is serving. The two words seem different, to seek and to serve. One suggests that you need something, and one suggests that you have something, for those who seek must need, and those who serve must have, to give away. And so I would like to speak, my friends, about these two words. You are seeking and you are seeking to serve. It is a paradox, is it not, my friends? It is a paradox, as are all 181. Chapter 7, The Original Creation, Intellectual Things. And yet it is the simple truth, that they are one thing. In this illusion of earth, my friends, those of your planet are as though they were supplicants, poor, needful and ever lacking those things which they need to progress. And so they go on a pilgrimage, some to gain physical security, and some to seek the spiritual in life. But there is the concept of seeking which will garner a type of treasure that can be held, and can be shown, and can be counted. Perhaps we could call this, my friends, dealing from a position of weakness. In this illusion, my friends, it would seem possible to be weak, to be limited, and to be in need. Yet this illusion is banished by reality. And this reality is what we seek. And when we seek reality, we turn either very far inward or very far outward, another paradox, my friends, into the light. And we find that we are not dealing from a position of poverty, but that we have all that we have been seeking. But we are indeed dealing from a position of complete strength, because we are infinite. You, my friends, are infinite. You do not need help. You only need realization. All I can tell you, all you can learn, all that is possible in this infinite creation, is abiding eternally within you. For you are one with all that there is. In the illusion, my friends, I am aware that I would be doing you a disservice if I did not realize that you have much with which to contend. For the illusion is very strong. But so much of the illusion suggests to you that the illusion itself lacks spirituality because various things are various and sundry ways, and they do not suit you. And it would seem perhaps that spirituality might consist in more manageable and more uniform things in your environment. The illusion is as evanescent as a bubble. Pop, and it will be gone. It is as fleeting as a dream. Soon, you will awaken. It 182, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, will change, as does day to night, and night to day. You need not do more than appreciate the infinity of the creation, even in the tiny part which is the illusion. And then, my friends, relax, and let the illusion float by you. Rest in the confidence of your seeking and of your seeking to serve. For you have much to give, my friends. Unity as a scientist, Frank. The best that I can ever do is to understand the will of God. But when I shimmy up a wild and lascivious hoochie-coochie in my wig and sweatshirt, then I am God. Albert Einstein, to Franklin Roosevelt. Comment: this comment was written in 2009. The unity of all that there is, together with the concomitant declaration that this one thing is love, is at the foundation of the Confederation's teachings. In the RA sessions, it was declared as the law of one. Channeling Selections January 4, 1974 I am a member of the Confederation of Planets in the service of our Infinite Creator. I am here, as are my brothers, to serve your people. This has been told you this evening. But there are some other things that should be told unto you at this time. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of our Infinite Creator are here for another purpose. This purpose is to serve ourselves. For, my friends, in serving you, we serve ourselves. This is the way that the creation is built. It is made so that if you serve anyone or anything in this creation, you are serving yourself. This is a truth that cannot be varied. The creation, my friends, is one thing, and it is impossible in this creation to act without affecting yourself. 183, Chapter 7, The Original Creation. This is not realized by most of the people of your planet, and for this reason they have affected themselves in a miserable way. We are very sorry for this, because in doing this they have not only affected themselves. They have affected us. They have made us very sad. January 6, 1974. All of us are one. If we are one, then we share all of the knowledge that there is. Avail yourself of this knowledge. It is yours to begin with. Do this through meditation. You all understand all there is to understand. It is a simple process. January 27, 1974. I and my brothers in space, as you call it, are here with you. Yes, we are in space, and we are also here. This is a concept that is not too familiar with your peoples, that it is possible to be in more than one place at one time. However, we have told you that there is only one place. There is an ambiguity of concept when viewed from your limited state of awareness which you presently enjoy. However, it is possible to be, from your point of view, in two places, or many places, at one time. To us, they are all the same place. This concept is not entirely new to the people of your planet, although it is not understood except by a very few of them. It is necessary that an individual reach an understanding of the reality of the unity of the creation in order to understand the reality of this concept. There are many ways to state this idea in an intellectual way, but it is more revealing to experience it. This experience is available to all the Creator's children. It was how they were originally created. Only through your own desires have you cut yourself off from the ability to experience the reality that is all about you. It is not necessary to be limited as you are. It was not intended that you be so limited. It is only your desire that you be so. It is a simple process to free yourself from the 184, Chapter 7, the original creation, thinking that limits the people of this planet to their present locations. These locations are simply a consequence of their thinking, since in actuality, all places are one place. This does not seem possible to most of the people of your planet. However, this condition is the true condition. February 3, 1974. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator extend our hand to the people of this planet. It is not necessary that we appreciate ourselves in our attempts to serve. It is only necessary that we serve. This will be appreciated by the Creator, for, my friends, the Creator is all that there is. It is as impossible to separate the Creator from the creation as it is impossible to separate yourself from the creation. Appreciate, then, this unity. Appreciate your oneness with the Creator and the creation. If this is done, then other objectives will be of very little value. For this is what the Creator meant for all of the parts of the creation to do, to act in such a way as to serve. He did not specify this service, and he did not demand it. He simply provided the opportunity. February 4, 1974. I am love, and I am hat on, and I am light, and I am hat on. You are love and you are light. You and I are the same. You experience one thing. I experience one thing. But yet we are the same. For this is the creation. We are one. That is why I say that you and I are one and that you are with me. February 4, 1974. Speaking with respect to the planet which you now enjoy, the higher degree of awareness is experienced by the people or individuals upon the planet. In this respect, they enjoy a dominion over the other forms of life. However, all the forms of life are one form, the Creator. They all express His love. 185, Chapter 7, the original creation, the concept of dominion, in the sense that there should be a separation by rank or privilege, was never a portion of the original thought of our Creator. There are many experiences allowed the children of the Creator. There are many experiments which they may perform. However, there is only one truth, and it is the truth of unity and love. February 4, 1974. To separate, classify and measure is not of the Creator's design. To unify, embrace, and love is all that is necessary. February 18, 1974. There is no possibility of working against us. We are in the service of the creation. We are attempting to serve those who desire our service. We extend our service to all the creation. We extend our love to all the creation. This is in no way limited. There is no possibility existing for a portion of this creation to work, as you say, against us, for it is part of us. February 24, 1974. My friends, the Father is infinite and in everything you do and in everything you see and in everything you touch. There is nothing but the Father. For He is and you are. He and you are one and I and you are one and we are all one, beloved ones. There is nothing else but the Father and I. When you go through your daily lives, know this truth. And demonstrate it in everything that you do. For this, my friends, is that which is truth. This is the truth that you seek. This is the truth that we all seek. For when we know this, my friends, there is nothing else to know. Throughout your planet, my friends, there are many, many peoples of many, many races and each of them thinks many, many things. But you must see them and you must know them as one. For each of them is a part of the Father as, each 186, chapter 7, the original creation, is, a part of you. And all that is necessary for you to realize this is to open your eyes and see. For man on earth has these eyes, but what he sees is, for the most part, something that he designed for himself to see. The Father, my friends, made the creation. We are that creation. We are the Father. We are all one. It is impossible to be anything else. No matter where you are, what you think or what you do, this fact remains, that you and all your brothers and sisters throughout all this infinite creation are one, single, great, living being, not only your brothers and your sisters, but all of life, all of the trees and flowers and rocks. All of the foliage and all of the planets and stars are part of that one great being. And yet, man on earth attempts to separate and divide and subdivide. And this is not truth. And yet, he does not realize, for he is yet in a state of ignorance brought on by his own misdirected thinking. Truth is simplicity itself, and yet he has complicated this truth to such an extent that he has killed his fellow creatures in great profusion. And he has generated much hatred for his fellow creatures. And in doing so, he has generated this hatred for himself. For to hate your fellow man, my friends, is to hate yourself. And in doing so, he has brought upon himself terrible, terrible grief. For what could be worse than inflicting pain and destruction upon oneself? And this is what he does. There are millions and millions and millions of planets throughout the creation. And these are inhabited by millions and millions of people, people like yourself. And yet, they do not hate. They do not fear. They do not envy. They do not show greed. They do not judge. For how is it possible to do any of these things if there is only one being? For in doing any of these things there is nothing but a self-inflicted wound. I and my Father are one. These are true. These spoken words. I and my Father are one. And each of you, as all people 187, chapter 7, the original creation, throughout all of the creation, are, one. One. Know this and this alone and you will know enough. But know it, my friends. Do not think it. Do not speak it. Do not accept it. Know it. For when you know it, you will then know love. February 25, 1974. Concentrate, my friends, on that which is all. Let your thoughts come. For all is one. Become aware of the one great all. Become aware that you are one and that one is all. Do not separate yourselves from anything. My friends, you are not separate from anything. There is only one thing. This one thing is truth. Truth is. It is all about you. It speaks to you. Listen to it and you will know it. Truth is in your sky. It is in your trees, in your fields, and in everything that is the Creator's. Do not be concerned with anything but this truth. March 3, 1974. At this time I wish to speak to you upon our understanding of truth. We could give to you many things. We could tell you of many mysteries that would interest you. However, we consider that it is necessary first to provide for the peoples of this planet a simple truth that is in reality all that anyone in this creation needs to know. After this truth is understood, the rest of the mysteries vanish, for this truth is the key to a total understanding of creation. This truth is the pathway to all truth. I shall at this time speak upon this truth. I and my brothers, who are with me in the name of the infinite Creator, understand a simple truth, that is there, most, important concept in this creation. This simple truth is that the creation is one thing. Everything that you can imagine, everything that you can see, everything that you cannot see, all that there is one thing. This is not realized by most of the people of this planet at this time. Due to this, they are experiencing conditions that they do not desire. It will be necessary, if an individual is to find 188, Chapter 7, the original creation, the pathway that he desires, for him to realize the truth of this simple statement, there is no separation. Separation is an illusion. All things are one thing, the creation. To affect one part of the creation is to affect the creation. We are here to aid the people of the planet Earth, but we are, also, here to aid ourselves. It is impossible to give service to others without serving yourself. For you and those whom you serve are the same, you are one. March 8, 1974 I am Oxl. My friends, this is of no consequence, for I am the Creator. Yes, my friends, you are listening to the voice of the Creator. You hear the voice of the Creator each day, my friends, as you go about your daily activities. It is only necessary to recognize it. As you meet your fellow man in your daily activities, as he speaks, then you hear the voice of your Creator. Birds singing in the trees, my friends, speak with the voice of the Creator. The very winds that blow through these trees speak to you, my friends. And this noise that you hear is the voice of the Creator. For his expressions are infinite. It is only necessary that you hear and see these expressions. And then when you hear and see them, it is then necessary that you understand them, and understand that these are the Creator. This is what is missing upon your planet, my friends, the simple understanding that all of these things are the same thing. They are the Creator. This knowledge is self-evident. It does not require a complex analysis. It does not require that I prove to you that what I am saying is true. Truth, my friends, speaks to you. It is all about you. It is the Creator. It is only necessary for you to recognize this, totally, with no reservation, and then you will think as the Creator thinks. For the Creator recognizes himself. And there is no part of, 189, Chapter 7, the original creation, himself that he does not accept. For it is he, and he is one thing, the creation. It is impossible to separate yourself from the creation. It is impossible to isolate yourself from the creation. You are it, and it is you. And all its parts speak to you, saying, be of the creation. It is only necessary that man on earth listen to this voice, and then understand its words. Understand and then demonstrate this understanding. And then man on earth will take his rightful place with those of us who roam through this infinite creation. For this is our privilege. And this is your privilege. For we are all the same thing. We are love, and we are light. March 10, 1974 All of the children of the Creator throughout all of the universe, all of this infinite creation, my friends, are truly seeking only one thing, whether they realize this or not. They are seeking understanding. For this is all that is necessary. For once this understanding is accomplished, then all things are possible, for this is the way that the Creator designed it. This is the way that He provided. It is only necessary that you realize this. It is only necessary that you demonstrate, in each thought, this realization. And then, my friends, you and the Creator are one, and you and the Creator have equal power. For this is truth. Each of us is the Creator. April 25, 1974 This understanding, my friends, of which we are attempting to aid you in becoming aware is very, very simple. It is, in fact, unitary. There is only one. This unity within which the entire creation resides is whole, complete, unbreakable and transcendent of all illusion. Therefore, my friends, it is the most impossible thing to conceive of within the boundaries of your intellect and your consciousness with the physical. This consciousness of unity, 190, Chapter 7, the original creation, which is your understanding described in one way, is available to you only through meditation. It is quite amazing to us that those upon your surface have devised so many different ways of removing from themselves all indications of the reality or even the possibility of understanding. However, you are, although in the physical environment, not of it. Your choice is completely free. You may seek for this understanding even within a dense illusion which occupies your physical senses. We offer you only simple help. We offer you only simple understanding. For there is only one understanding, only one truth, only one entity, the Creator, my friends. Any attempt to work through any other understanding will be an attempt which is working within an extremely transient illusion. Confidence I, Af, son of Nuf, bewilder all in my presence by the power and magnificence of my work. Who can come so near the power of the Almighty? Who hath attained beyond the power of my soul? Who hath wisdom like unto me, save the great Creator? I have stretched a line beyond the moon, and by my spoken word hath moved the world. There are always times when a person will feel somewhat low on self-confidence. The following was an answer to a request from a group member for some words to help build up one's confidence. Channeling Selections, February 3, 1974. There is no necessity to establish within one's thinking an appreciation of self. For this presupposes that it is possible to 191. Chapter 7, The Original Creation, Separate Self from the Entire Creation. If one appreciates any part of the creation, then one appreciates self, for they are one and the same thing. The elimination of the concept of self is an important one in your spiritual seeking. It is necessary only to appreciate the Creator and His product, the creation. In appreciating any part of the creation, one must appreciate all parts, for they are inseparable. It is therefore important to act in unison with the creation rather than out of harmony due to a lack of confidence in a state of oneness. It is possible to achieve this understanding of oneness with all by availing yourself of this knowledge and understanding through the process of daily meditation. April 17, 1974. We are aware that there are disappointments you feel. We can only tell you that there is no need ever to feel disappointment in yourselves. You must have heard us say many times that there is no time but the present. Regret has to do only with the past. We are not saying that it is not your business to live as correctly as you know how. But the time to live correctly is the present moment. A mistake made or a missed step or a simple misunderstanding later corrected is simply a corrected error. What matters is not that you have made the error, but that you have become aware of it and corrected it. The present, with the awareness that you have known, is all that you need to consider. Waste no more time on what is gone forever than you need to learn from it. Then carry on with the life that you are living now. For, my friends, there is a great deal of each present moment that most of those upon your planet miss completely. The ability to live with complete awareness of the creation of the Father about you and of the possibilities of that creation within you, is most rare and most valuable. 192, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, Space Travel. When his voice called the legions in high heaven, from every side, and below and above the earth, there moved myriads of shapely stars, which were beacons of fire, coursing the firmament, wherein came the gods and goddesses called by Jehovah for the labor of earth. If the UFOnauts can come here, why can't Earthmen fly to other star systems, or even to other planets of our own system, with equal ease? Channeling Selections, January 25, 1974. There are vast distances between stars in all systems, and therefore distance between planetary systems. There are vast distances between individual planets of a system. These distances are made to be navigated by peoples of a creation who have gained the ability to navigate them. If people have reached this state of evolution, then they are able to transverse the distances between planets, between planetary systems, and even between galaxies. However, if people have not evolved to this ability, then they are limited to their own planet. If people are limited to their own planet, then there is no contact made by those who can travel from planet to planet, or from system to system. We do not in any instance enter a house uninvited. This may seem a strange way of thinking to those of your planet, but it is the plan of the Creator. It was planned that only those of sufficient spiritual evolution should travel from system to system or from planet to planet. However, vast numbers of people in this creation are so evolved, and have this ability. 193, Chapter 7, The Original Creation. Some of the people of planet Earth have this ability, and do it in a spiritual form, leaving their physical bodies behind. Each of you has this ability. All that is necessary is that you realize it by demonstrating in your daily life a complete understanding of the principles that we give to you, the principles of love and total brotherhood for all who exist throughout the creation. It is unfortunate that it is necessary to limit a group of people to a planet, but it is the wisdom of the Creator that has done this. Fortunately, the people of a planet so limited are not aware of their limitations, and therefore do not reach a state of mental frustration due to the knowledge of their limitations. If they were to understand their limitations fully, then they would reach a state that would not be pleasing to the plan of the Creator. He does not wish anything bad for any of His children. When His children reach a state of understanding, and may then move from one planet or system to another of their own abilities, He welcomes them with open arms. January 27, 1974. The dimensions of the creation that you experience in your present form and understanding seem to be of such a magnitude that it would be impossible for you to travel through any great distance. We do not have these limitations. The reason for our lack of these limitations is simply our understanding of the truth of the concept of total oneness. This oneness is the original thought that was provided all the children of the Creator. Return to this thought. Have no other thought but this thought, a thought of total and complete love. This will enable you to know all of the fruits of our infinite Creator. 194, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live. The physical illusion. All in the golden afternoon full leisurely we glide, for both our oars, with little skill, by little arms applied, while little hands make vain pretense our wanderings to guide. Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland. Comment: this chapter is a kind of catalogue of tropics of aspects regarding the physical illusion. It lists many misconceptions and misunderstandings which surround us. The chapter also can be considered as a further explanation of the spiritual impulse which is the seed, in the Master Jesus parable of the sower. Channeling Selections. January 23, 1974. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator have used this method of contact in many, many places, with many, many people. Upon your planet at present, there are people in almost all areas that are receiving our communications. There are many of these people who do not understand what is happening to them. They do not understand who we are, as do you. They simply receive communications. The reason they have no idea who we are is that they have no concept of people coming to them from the stars. 195, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live. This is unimportant. The only thing that is important is that they understand the message that we give to them. The message of love and brotherhood. There are many other people who receive our messages who do understand our identification. In this case, it is also only important that they understand the message that we bring to them. This is what we are here for, to bring this simple, single message. This is what is necessary for the people of your planet to learn at this time. We of the Confederation have lived an example of this knowledge for many, many of your years. We are totally aware of the results of living the type of life that results from the understanding of the principle of love. We are not unwise in our attempt to give these principles to you, for we have experienced the effect of using these for quite some time. I am aware that these principles are not understood by the people of your planet, not even the people who have been given them directly through channels such as this one. There seems to be a barrier to this understanding that has been generated through thousands of years of an ignorance of the truth. This barrier is so solid at this time that it is very difficult, even for those who desire this knowledge, to accept it and put it to use. They are able to hear the words and understand them, and even though they agree totally with the concepts that we present, they are still unable to assimilate them into their own thinking. We have suggested many times that in order to assimilate this knowledge into your thinking, it is necessary that you meditate. But this is something that is also misunderstood. It is extremely difficult for the people of this planet to remove their thinking from the hypnotic state that has been created by their own thinking. You cannot experience something that you cannot think, because this is all that there is. There is nothing but 196, Chapter 8, The world in which we live, thought. It is found in many forms and expressions, but thought is the source of all that there is, the thought of the Creator. And this is what you are. And you are able, like the Creator, to generate thought. The thought that you generate is your responsibility.